Have you recently inherited savings bonds from a loved one and you're wondering what to do next? Are you concerned about the possible tax implications? You're not alone. Join me as we navigate the ins and outs of inheriting savings bonds, and we're going to explore how to honor your loved one's legacy while stewarding this inheritance wisely. So stay tuned for a great show.
Welcome to the Ask Rob podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Rob makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Financial Friday show. I'm so glad you chose to join us. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting this program. I'm coming to you from the Estep Farm in the Saju Accounting Studio today. Let me put on my podcaster hat and put down the overalls and the adding machine, and let's get into some financial wisdom from a Christian perspective. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and join our email list. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show, when we're going to discuss the pros and cons of credit builder loans. You might not even know what they are, but tomorrow we're going to talk about that. So let's start with today's Bible verse. Before we dive in, let's take a moment to reflect on this verse from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. And it says this: a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Boy, that's a lot to think about. When a loved one entrusts us with inheritances like savings bonds, it's both a blessing and a responsibility. Today, let's unpack what you do when you inherit savings bonds and the important tax considerations to keep in mind. This is some complicated stuff, folks. First off, what exactly are savings bonds? A lot of people don't know what they are. What they are is they're a type of debt security issued by the U.S. Department of Treasury to help pay for the government's borrowing needs. And if you're like me, you're seeing a ton of that going on as our government continues to spend without any avail or concern. When you buy a bond, you're essentially loaning money to the government. You're the lender, which they promise to pay back with interest over a set period of time. Now, many people invest in savings bonds because they're safe. They're low-risk investments backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. That's sort of what the draw is, folks. People believe that they're safe, low-risk, because they're backed up by the U.S. government. So what happens when you've inherited savings bonds? Now what? So here are some key steps to take. Number one, first thing you need to do, you need to identify the type of savings bonds. Before I did this episode, I wasn't even aware of all this. There are several different series of savings bonds, each with their own unique features and rules. The most common ones you may inherit are what are called Series EE and Series I bonds. So let's start with Series EE. Series EE bonds are the most common and earn a fixed rate of interest for up to 30 years. So the interest rate is fixed for a term up to 30 years. I bonds, on the other hand, earn a combination of a fixed rate and an inflation rate, making them a popular hedge against inflation. So what am I saying there? Basically, what I'm saying is they give you an interest rate, but that interest rate is indexed as inflation goes up, the amount of interest you're paying goes up. And knowing the bond series is crucial for understanding its maturity, the interest rate, and the tax treatment. So that's the first thing. Number two thing you want to do, determine the bond's current value maturity. The next step is figuring out the current value of the inherited bonds and whether they fully matured yet. Savings bonds typically stop earning interest at their final maturity, which is usually between 30 and 40 years after issuance, depending upon the series. So at some point, if you inherited these bonds and they've already reached their maturity, they're not gaining any additional interest. So you might ask, Ralph, how do I find out about their value? Here's the deal. You can look up the bond's issue date and calculate its maturity. There's online tools available at treasurydirect.gov that let you input a bond serial number and the denomination to get its current value. So you can go right to that treasurydirect.gov, put in the bond serial number and the amount of the denomination, and it'll give you its current value. So once you've done those two things, you've identified what kind of bonds they are and their value. The third step is you've got to decide whether to cash out or keep the bonds. This is one of the biggest decisions. It's whether to cash in the inherited bonds now or keep them until maturity if they've not already matured. This really depends on your current financial needs and goals. That's really what we're talking about here, folks. If the bonds are no longer earning interest and you have high interest debt to pay off or an important financial goal, cashing them out to put those funds to work may make sense to you, especially if they're not earning any additional interest. It's just a dead investment at that point. Now, on the flip side, if the bonds are still earning interest and you don't have a pressing need for the money, you could hold on to them and let the interest rate keep accruing. But again, you've got to look at what is the interest rate that that's paying versus what you can get in the market. So what do I say here? Spend some time in prayer and wise counsel to determine the best approach for your situation. So once you've done those three things, the next thing you do is understand the bond's tax treatment. So let's talk taxes, everybody's favorite topic. One of the most common questions around inheriting savings bonds is, what are the tax implications? I get this question quite a bit. The good news is that inheritance itself is not considered taxable income at the federal level. So just getting those bonds by inheritance doesn't trigger a tax event. However, this is the important part. The interest earned on the bonds is taxable income. Now, here's where it gets a little more complicated. Depending upon elections made by the original bond holder, that was the person who originally had it, person you inherited it from, that interest may be taxable in the year it was earned or the year in which it's redeemed or matures. This is where things get a bit tricky, folks. If the decedent, that's the person who passed away, had been reporting the interest annually on their tax return, then you as the inheritor, fancy word for the person who got the bonds, only need to report interest earned after the date of death. So in other words, if they've been reporting the interest every year as they go, the only interest you're going to have to report and pay taxes on is whatever interest was earned after they passed away. Now here's the catch. However, if the decedent used the cash basis method of accounting, which basically means they show the income when they receive the cash, and deferred that reporting interest until the bonds are cashed in, then you may be responsible for paying income tax on all of the interest earned from the time the bond was originally issued up to when you cash them in or when they mature, even if most of the interest accrued during the decedent's lifetime. So what am I saying there? Here's a great example. Let's say your loved one bought a $10,000 bond that is worth $20,000 in 30 years. If they made the election on the cash basis to only report that interest when they cash in the bond, then you're going to have to pay tax on the earnings of that whole $10,000. So it started at 10, it reached 20, the earnings are 10,000. So you're going to pay tax on all 10,000 as compared to if they reported the interest on an annual basis, they've already paid interest on all of those earnings up to the time of death. This is known as the income in respect of a decedent. It's a fancy way of saying it. And there are some provisions to try to help ease the potential tax burden, like a deduction for any estate taxes paid on that income. So if that is the situation, you can take a deduction for any estate taxes paid on that income. But that's where you need to invest some time with a professional. The other factor is whether any of the bonds are eligible for the education tax exclusion. If bonds are purchased after 1989 by someone age 24 or older, interest may be tax-free if the bond is used for the owner, their spouses, or the dependent's qualified higher education expenses. But here's the thing, folks. There are some strict income limits and other requirements to qualify. So that's why I always say my recommendation would be to sit down with a qualified tax professional like myself or a financial advisor to walk you through a specific situation and create a customized plan for managing the tax impacts of your inherited bonds. Don't let the complexity deter you, though. With some practical planning, you can minimize the tax hit. Hey, that's what we all want to do. And maximize the blessings of this inheritance. And number five, consider your bond's role in your overall financial plan. This is the key, folks. You got to lastly take some time to consider how this inheritance fits into your bigger financial picture. What are your financial plans? What are your goals and dreams? What has God laid on your heart? Any inheritance like this could be the seed money to finally get out of debt. It could do wonders to start that business you feel called to. You could save it for your children's education, or you could increase your generosity and impact for God's kingdom. On the other hand, you may decide the most prudent thing is to reinvest the funds for your long-term future, perhaps rolling the inheritance into a diversified portfolio aligned with your goals and values. Either way, you need to speak to someone who can help you. The important thing is being intentional and seeking God's wisdom each step of the way. Now, before we wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. Do that at AskRalphPodcast.com. There you can leave a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. We are building our calendar for the next few weeks, so if you've got an idea that you want to talk about, please send me an email or go to our website and record a message. While you're there, make sure you join our email list. That way we can send you our daily email to let you know what's going on the show. And if you find you have a specific financial concern, you can also schedule a consultation right there from the website. And here's the thing I want you to do. If you know someone who's inherited savings bonds or has questions about them, please share this episode with them. And I hope that you're getting value from our podcast in general, so please share the podcast with them as well. In summary, if you've inherited savings bonds, here's what you want to do. Number one, Identify the bond series and the maturity. Number two, look up its current value. Number three, decide whether to cash it in or keep the bonds. Number four, understand potential tax implications. And number five, make a plan for how to best use the inheritance. The truth is, folks, by following these steps and committing the process to prayer, you can honor your loved one and steward their gift wisely. That's all for now, folks. I hope this episode has brought you some clarity and practical next steps if you find yourself inheriting savings bonds. As always, reach out to a trusted tax or financial professional to discuss your specific situation. If you found this info helpful, again, hop over to our AskRalphPodcast.com for more episodes and resources on honoring God with your finances. Remember this, an inheritance is a gift and an opportunity to create a legacy of stewardship and generosity. I love how Proverbs chapter 20, verse 21 in the Message translation puts it. Quick wealth is not a blessing in the end. An inheritance like savings bonds doesn't have to burn a hole in your pocket. Prayerfully consider how God may want you to use it for His purposes. Well, thanks for tuning in. Stay financially savvy, my friends, and God bless you, and have a great weekend.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.